Will your church be one of the issues, etc. 300? Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. We're looking for 300 congregations to pledge $1,000 to Issues, etc. in their budgets. To find out more about the Issues, etc. 300, click the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. You'll even find a one-page informational flyer. Please consider including Issues, etc. in your church's mission or advertising budget. The Issues, etc. 300.
But then comes Holy Week, and the pain and the scorn and the shame of the cross. And we're reminded that in that moment he took on the sins of the world, past, present, and future.
I have no doubt whatsoever that Barack Obama is a very typical 21st century mainline Protestant.
When you look at the church at Corinth, it really is Issues, etc. It'd be great to go back in time and give every member of that congregation an I Have Issues t-shirt.
Whether Christ's resurrection happened has nothing to do with faith. What it means, what its benefits are, that's a matter of faith.
Indiana truck drivers love Issues, etc.
Have you noticed something about Planned Parenthood's rhetoric, the way it reacts to criticism? On the one hand, they say that they are there to defend a woman's right to choose. And of course, that is very thinly veiled language for abortion. Everyone knows what they're talking about. They're talking about elective abortion, abortion on demand. They want to sustain that for any woman who wants to have an abortion. Actually, we should be honest here and say any girl that wants to have an abortion as well. And yet, when the funding issue comes up, they say we're not all and only about abortion. So what's the real truth about Planned Parenthood? Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. Anna Frenzinello joins us from Americans United for Life for the first few minutes of this hour of Issues Etc. You can join us as well, 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org or send us a tweet at issuesetc. A little bit later, Pastor Heath Curtis and the church's observance of the Easter season. Anna Frenzinello is staff counsel for Americans United for Life based in Washington, D.C. Anna, welcome to Issues Etc.
Hi, thanks for having me, Todd.
First of all, give us an update on the plan to defund Planned Parenthood.
Right. Well, the House passed twice this year amendments to defund Planned Parenthood for the upcoming fiscal year. The latest was an amendment by Representatives Roby and Black that did pass through the House, but it did not pass through the Senate. So Planned Parenthood was not defunded for fiscal year 2011, but we do expect that the issue will come back up when talking about the budget for fiscal year 2012.
Did that at least give us a lay of the land in the Senate regarding this issue?
Oh, it did. I think it was the first time that we've seen the Senate called out to actually take a stance on funding of Planned Parenthood. So we did see some representatives claim to be pro-life that did not vote for defunding of Planned Parenthood.
What's the biggest misconception, in your opinion, about Planned Parenthood in the American public?
Yeah, I think it's a twofold biggest misconception. One, that they like to try to say that abortion is just a minimalistic part of their organization, and then along with that, that they have women's best interests in mind. So I think that's the twofold biggest misconception.
How involved is Planned Parenthood in the abortion industry?
Well, Planned Parenthood is the nation's largest abortion provider. One in every four abortions in the United States is performed by and profited from, by Planned Parenthood.
Now, one of the things that I think may trouble people is to realize how much the industry has grown under leadership of Planned Parenthood. What are the numbers there?
Well, Planned Parenthood, as they've been bucking the national trend, a decreased abortion rate. So abortions in the United States have been decreasing since around the time of Planned Parenthood versus Casey, when Planned Parenthood challenged Pennsylvania's laws restricting abortion. They won and lost that case a little bit, but states for the first time were really allowed to start passing some substantive legislation limiting abortion. And since that time, we have seen abortion rates decrease in the country. But Planned Parenthood is doubling its numbers of abortions that it's performed, more than doubling the numbers of abortions it's performed in that time.
Is Planned Parenthood taxpayer-funded or not?
It is. And, yeah, to a large extent, it is. They get over $363 million a year from state, local, and federal governments, and that's about one-third of their $1.1 billion budget.
How regulated is Planned Parenthood's performance of abortion clinic to clinic?
That depends on the state. So states have different laws regulating clinics. And so in some states, you know, they're more regulated than others. But what we see consistently is Planned Parenthood fighting any kind of legislation that would hold clinics to standards. So a number of times their stated reason is that it would be cost prohibitive. So we see them putting their bottom line above women's health and safety by taking to court laws that would help women, that would make sure that clinics are safe for women. But Planned Parenthood consistently fights that in every state.
We were talking a week or 10 days ago with Wendy Wright of Concerned Women for America, and she pointed out that the money, and of course all this money's fungible, it can go any place and can be substituted in budgets for one thing or another, that it is highly likely that part of the money that Planned Parenthood receives in taxpayer funds is used again then to lobby for Planned Parenthood in state houses and at the federal level. Is that true?
Yeah, I mean, we see that they're very active at that. And if you even go to Planned Parenthood's website, you know, they're supposedly a nonprofit organization, but right on their front page, they have lobbying efforts all the time about contacting, you know, Congress about certain things. They're very, very active in the lobbying efforts against pro-life legislation, which is interesting, too, when we're talking about the funds that they receive, because a number of, you know, Title X is this federal family planning program that's talked about a lot. Planned Parenthood is the largest recipient of Title X funds. They also get a number of their funds from Medicaid and other federal and state programs. But Title X is a big source of funding for Planned Parenthood. And one of the requirements of Title X is that Title X recipients would encourage parental involvement when they're dealing with minors. And what we see consistently is Planned Parenthood lobbying against parental involvement laws. So you know, we see that not only do we know from actual cases and from the live-action videos that have come forward of Planned Parenthood's, you know, undermining actual existing laws, but we know that they're actively lobbying against them, too.
So this isn't, as we often hear from the proponents of Planned Parenthood, just one or two bad clinics or, as they often state, one or two bad clinic employees.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's interesting, too, when we talk about, I think most people know about the Planned Parenthood of Central New Jersey, that one, the video that came out from Live Action recently where we see aiding and abetting of sex trafficking in a really horrible way of this woman telling a man that she thinks is a pimp prostituting out girls as young as 14 years old, all these horrible things, and telling them the substandard clinics that they can go to for abortions. The Planned Parenthood of Central New Jersey just recently had received an award for its recognized for excellence in professional training. So that very same affiliate that we see in this video offering horrible advice to a pimp and a supposed pimp and prostitute is the one that was recognized in 2009 for excellence in professional training.
So we're really talking in that case about what Planned Parenthood had considered one of its top clinics.
Right, yeah. And that's we always, you know, we see anytime these scandals come out, Planned Parenthood quickly, you know, sweeping it on the rug as this is rogue, this is, you know, this was someone that wasn't properly trained or whatever, but the burden is on Planned Parenthood to show that they do have standards, that they are implementing standards. They're receiving hundreds of millions of dollars in taxpayer funds. It's not acceptable for them to just keep claiming that these are rogue clinics. If they have standards, they should reveal them. They should, you know, show the public how they're being responsible with their money, but they're not, and they're routinely given a pass by the media just by saying, this is just a rogue clinic.
Why do you think Planned Parenthood is routinely given a pass by many politicians?
Well, a number of politicians are funded in large part by Planned Parenthood. So, you know, look at Planned Parenthood. Not only do they lobby for legislation, but they also support a number of political candidates, too. So I think that that's a big motivator for politicians.
Does that explain why in the recent flap over the continuing resolution for our national budget, mm-hmm. Planned Parenthood finally came into focus. This amount of money, exactly $360 million, finally came into focus as the real hurdle over which the president and his party refused to pass.
Well, I think there's a number of things working so that there a number of recent scandals have broken about Planned Parenthood and even the abortion industry as a whole. So we see Kermit Gosnell and his House of Horrors in Philadelphia, that story coming out that, you know, for years state officials had been turning a blind eye to these horrible tragedies going on in his clinic and just really seeing the ugly face of the abortion industry and a recognition that there needs to be control and that we have limited funds and resources. Why are we giving them to an industry that most Americans oppose the use of their funding for abortion, that Planned Parenthood is increasingly involved in scandals and is increasingly involved in abortion? So, you know, 12 years ago when Planned Parenthood was receiving half the government funding it's receiving now, it was performing half the number of abortions. So as they've increased their intake of our taxpayer funds, they're also increasing their abortion numbers. And we also saw recently Abby Johnson, who is a former director of a Planned Parenthood clinic in Bryan, Texas, who has left Planned Parenthood, a number of things that, you know, have come out from what she said about the pressure that was being put on her to increase the abortion numbers at her Planned Parenthood clinic, and that, you know, there is a growing pressure from leadership at Planned Parenthood to increase abortions. That's where they see their revenue coming in, and that's their goal and their focus now is to increase abortion.
Anna Franzanello is staff counsel for Americans United for Life based in Washington, D.C. You can read a column titled Five Truths About Planned Parenthood under the Listen On Demand page of our website, issuesetc.org. Anna, thanks for being our guest.
Thanks for having me on, Todd.
Well, Easter was Sunday. Is Easter over? We'll talk about the church's observance of the Easter season with Pastor Heath Curtis after this.
We know that you want to build your family on the right foundation from the very start. The foundation of Jesus Christ. Concordia Publishing House offers more than 8,000 products for churches, schools, and homes, dedicated customer service, and an experienced staff to help you focus on what matters most. Click to connect at cph.org. Concordia Publishing House. Listening, responding, providing for God's people. Concordia Publishing House. cph.org.
Will your church be one of the Issues Etc. 300? Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. We're looking for 300 congregations to pledge $1,000 to Issues Etc. in their budgets. To find out more about the Issues Etc. 300, click the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. You'll even find a one-page informational flyer. Please consider including Issues Etc. in your church's mission or advertising budget. The Issues Etc. 300.
Defending life from beginning to end. You're listening to Issues Etc.
The beautiful shoreline, the calming sound of Lake Michigan, the glorious sunrise, the warm June afternoons. This is Wisconsin Lakeshore Luther Hostel on the campus of Concordia University, Wisconsin, June 11th through the 14th, 2011. The program? Dr. Paul L. Meyer, professor of history at Western Michigan University and frequent guest on Issues Etc. Hit the topic? The Crescent and the Cross, Islam and Christianity. Dr. Meyer will cover the historical background of Muhammad, the rise of Islam around the world, the beliefs and practices of this world religion, and what its future may hold. In addition, the four-day, three-night Luther Hostel includes interesting day trips to area attractions. For details how you can register for Wisconsin Lakeshore Luther Hostel, sponsored by the Concordia Bible Institute on the campus of Concordia University, Wisconsin, visit the Concordia Bible Institute website at www.concordiabible.org or phone 262-243-4343.